98.1 KZE. It is Friends Day, once again brought to you by Hudson Paws and the Lemon Squeeze in New Pulse. And I am delighted to welcome back to the studio our multi-time guests. Always great to see him again. It's Michael Allen Hams and Laura Zarugian.
There's one more cigarette for me. I can see the sunlight struggle. Now I remember clemency. I can see through all your trouble. If it were only up to me, I'd see us both decide on nothing. Though it's still early yet to see, and I can sniff out sitting cinder. It's on its way to scrutiny, still has yet to snare a sinner. And if it were only up to me, I'd see us both depend on nothing. Found in the flooded room and found in the full moon's reply to her Ophelia. Brought to the cutting floor and brought to the doorway to find what we had lost. And there's one more whiskey neat for me. I can feel the morning muscle. I recall sobriety. I can't subscribe to all that hustle. And if it were only up to me, I'd see us both return to nothing. Bound to the common day and bound to the long way around to my Amelia. Fraught with uncertainties and fraught with the tea leaves design and what it cost. Close enough to feeling better. And if it were only up to me, I'd see us both believe in nothing.
KZE, Laura Zarugian and Michael Allen Hams are my guests in the studio. Welcome back. It's great to see you guys again.
Great to see you, MK. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So that was a Michael original, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been working on a group of songs for a long, long time. Finally finishing the mix and should be out later this year or beginning of next year.
Right on.
So exciting. Yeah.
Do you guys, have you always played in each other's bands? Was there ever a time when you were like, maybe we shouldn't mix these two aspects of our relationship?
that's how we, I mean,
that's how
we were coworkers first.
Okay.
And then we started playing music.
Yeah.
And then we started dating.
Yeah. So yeah, we didn't really know
where the lines were.
There was like no relationship before the music happened. But singing on mic stuff is new for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun and it's different. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to change the key of that song. Because I wrote a lot of this stuff pre-COVID. And then it just kind of went into back burner mode for a long time. And then I went to record with our friend Andrea in Brooklyn. He's got a studio in Dumbo. And he's like, Mikey, this is not the right key for you. And
really?
I was like, yeah, I was like, well, I just wrote it a few months ago, you know?
That's why it's nice to have somebody with a new pair of ears on something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we had to, and I'd already had a friend record a harmonica solo down in Mexico City, and I sort of hit him up like, hey, I know you recorded this a while ago, but could you do it in a different key?
It's the
and
wrong key now.
He's a good friend, but he's like, maybe, you know, he's a busy guy. So I ended up recording it on melodica.
Oh, cool.
And Mike is so good on the melodica. Yeah, like one of the first song we recorded together was a kid's song.
During the pandemic.
And we didn't have a kid.
I was going to say, that was before you had kids.
That was not like a thought in my mind, but our friends with kids were like, okay,
we're
this is the worst thing that's ever happened to us. We're stuck indoors with our toddlers. Like, and my one friend, she was in Italy. Like, they were really stuck indoors. So
did they live in Italy or did they get stuck in Italy by accident?
No, they lived in Italy. She moved to Italy when she moved. But anyway, so she was like, we can't leave the house without a permission slip. Mm. And so we're like, oh, let's write a kid's song for our
stranded parent
friends. Yeah, stranded exactly. Parents. So.
So that was, the first time
I busted out the melodica. So you did a rad melodica solo
on
that.
Yeah, it's good to bust it out again.
Right?
Yeah. Was it the was the solo, the whistle solo, a replacement for melodica on this one?
Yeah.
I was impressed with the whistle solo.
Thanks.
Yeah. Have you ever had the experience where you have to whistle and you cannot?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. But also, I think whistling is one of the most infectious things. Like if I'm whistling just out and about, someone's going to start whistling within 30 seconds, guaranteed.
Yeah, that would be me.
Grocery store or...
I'm a bit of a whistler, and I do pick it up from others.
I can't really whistle.
No?
Yeah.
I can whistle like a single note.
You never got the hang of it.
I don't know what it is. I have tried.
I'm surprised Mike didn't teach you during the pandemic.
Yeah, right?
That would have been something I could practice every day.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's still time.
There is. And you've got more music to record. You'll, sneak in a whistle solo on one of your next ones.
Next time, solo's on me.
So you're recording some songs, Michael. Is it going to be a full album, an EP? What are we looking at?
Yeah, I've got 10 songs. And it's, kind of a broad range. I like to say it's songs genre because it's like all genres. It's like there's some rock, there's some funk, there's some jazz, there's some experimental. It really kind of is all over the map.
Yeah.
And then I love, sort of dark themes lyrically with sort of sometimes not so dark themes musically. I guess that last song was kind of both. But yeah, just some fun stuff I've been doing with friends over the years. And now it's finally coming to the end. I'm like, oh, what do? I have to release this thing and be done with it finally. So,
well, I know you're playing a show tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm playing at the Avalon Lounge tonight in Catskill with my friends Nico Sofiato and Linda Ellen Brown. And that's going to be upstairs at 7:00. It's a free show. It's more not experimental necessarily, but improvised music.
Cool.
And my friend Nico does the curating Wednesday nights there.
So it's like a series?
Yeah, he does every Wednesday, 7 to 8. And I've done it before with my friend Larry Legend. But this will be a new ensemble for me tonight. And then we were supposed to play there at the end of the month.
Yeah, we were supposed to play.
But Laura's got some big news.
So we're going to be playing at the Emerging Artist Stage at the Bethelwood Center for the Arts instead June 28th. So I think we're playing at 6 p.m. and it's on the Horizon stage. It's before the Melissa Etheridge Winona Judd show.
Dude, amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
So we're very excited. The whole band is going to be there. So.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So summer's off to a busy start.
Yes.
That's so exciting. Yeah.
Did you
was that something that you have to apply for? Did they find you?
Yeah, I applied, but I wasn't really thinking anything of it. And I think everyone in the whatever, in any world. Like, I felt like, when you apply to colleges or you apply to anything, you're like, maybe I'll hear back, maybe I won't.
send in the app and forget about it.
Yeah, and you just sort of like, okay. And yeah, I heard back. So
awesome.
It was quite a shock, but a good shock.
Well, so. Well deserved. And honestly, that's a kind of a great lineup with you before Melissa and who else is on that bill?
Winona Judd.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So yeah, we're really excited.
It's a good fit.
Yeah.
And I've never been there. I've been meaning to go for.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's you know, it's someplace you have to go at least once or twice.
Right.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, lots of new music on the horizon.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'm gonna be looking at my email inbox for it.
Cool. Yeah.
We've got Michael Allen Hams and Laura Zarugian, who Laura's going to be playing at Bethel Woods right before Melissa Etheridge and Winona Judd. That's the 28th of this month.
Yeah, the 20th of June on the Horizon stage. So it's like the stage, I think, right when you enter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're going to that show, get there early and make sure you catch Laura and the band.
Yeah, we'd love to see you. We got stickers.
And t-shirts.
And CDs.
Come for the Melissa Etheridge, stay for the stickers.
Mm-hmm. And our show at the Avalon got rescheduled for September. We'll get dates out to everyone soon. Yeah. So
right on.
For anyone who bought tickets, they'll be good to go.
Right on. Well, do you guys have time for another song for us?
Let's do it.
This one is a song Mike introduced me to.
It's a John Prine song.
And he wrote it for America's Bicentennial.
Cool.
So we thought this would be fitting for
the 250.
The semi-sequential.
By and a half.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, this is called Common Sense.
Common Sense. Can't live together.
You can't live alone. Considering the weather.
Oh my, how you've grown.
From the man in the factory
to the wild kangaroo.
Like birds of a feather, they're gathering together.
Feeling exactly like you.
They get mesmerized by alibis and limbo danced in pain.
Please lock that door.
Dream it'll never come true. It'll
don't make much sense. That common sense don't make no sense no more. It don't make much sense. That common sense don't make no sense no more. It don't make much sense. That common sense don't make no sense no more.
KZE, that's Laura Zarugian and Michael Allen Hams in the Friends Day studio. It's it was applicable 250 years ago or right. 50 years ago, and now it's still applicable.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Things don't change. No. Yeah. That much, yeah.
Yeah, John Prine, what a writer.
Yeah,
you know?
He was amazing.
He's watching over all of us at all times in the studio here.
I know, I saw that. It's such an amazing poster.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. And
yeah, thank you.
Once again, Michael is playing tonight at Avalon Lounge upstairs, and Laura at Bethel Woods later this month. And where can we follow you on socials?
Oh, yeah.
Instagram, Hams, Michael Allen.
And for me, Laura Zarugian. I think I'm the only one stateside. And if you want to see content of my daughter's daycare lunches that I pack, and then sometimes I have a poll you can vote on what she may or may not eat for the day, and you'll find out later, so you have to stay tuned. Come back for the results to see if the olives or the
cheese,
what remains,
the goldfish,
what was a hit, you never know.
Could be different day to day.
Exactly. And it is, it's a wild ride, of content creation.
98.1 KZE. We've got your community bulletin board. Little Beck up next.